Hi, I'm Nazayla Rhiannon Wampa-Smith. I'm in 8th grade and currently at Madrona K.
My name is Anaya Veronica Beaver. I am in 7th grade and I go to Madrona K through 8th school.
My name is Jerome. I'm in 6th grade and I go to Madrona K.
At Nile and I'm in 6th grade.
Well, the button making activity.
The
button making activity.
So in the button making activity, we were doing a unit about Israel and Palestine, and we were choosing like different symbols to represent different things. And then we took those symbols and we decorated them and then we drew them ourselves. And then we converted them into buttons and then we wore them around the school. And we really did the buttons to represent what our character that we were assigned to as a table group was would think. So there were multiple characters. My character was Shlomo, and for mine, I did more of a peace button, just because he wasn't really for the war. He was mostly against it. I did two symbols, and one symbol was a peace sign, and it was just one big button of the peace sign. And then my other button was, I think, better because it was like split. It was the yin yang, and on one side I colored it for Palestine colors, and on the other I colored it Israel, kind of like they're meeting together, like in peace, because that's what I thought that my character would think.
Propaganda poster.
Propaganda project.
My issue was equal rights, and I had a man and a woman standing on different gender-based paper colors. I was reflecting on how they should be equal, and at the top it was saying equality. And the paper, how I made the paper was, it was zigzagged, and we have a broken system about equality. So that was me representing the broken system. We did a lot of drafting, and then we had to do the persuasive essays with them. So I really had to think about what I was gonna say, how was I gonna word it, all the editing, and getting the final piece ready.
Without the drafting process, and just if I were to just go right to the final, I don't think I would have learned as much, or it wouldn't have been as good as it was, just because the drafting process, I went over it over and over again. And then every time I would make a draft and then I would look over it and I would improve on it. And I would like look at it and see, oh, I could add this, and then I would draw it again.
The Poverty Project.
The Poverty Project, I did teen homelessness. I'm a teenager, and so I thought I could really connect with that one. And like seeing all the facts and things, those things were just devastating, especially like in Washington State. Like, I never knew how many people were homeless, especially teenagers. Like, I'm more educational person, because the first thing I look at is they're losing their education. They're not gonna have the same opportunities as someone who's in school now. And so I tied my piece in with some Studio One projects. That was the first time I used Studio One. And I interviewed people to see what they thought about teen homelessness, how to make them feel, their reactions to the statistics on teen homelessness, and I mixed music to go with my PowerPoint.
For the Poverty Project, I did a podcast where me and my partner, we interviewed 6 or 7 people, and we asked them a series of questions, and not everybody got all of the questions correct, but some of them got pretty close, but it still shows that not everybody knows as much as they really should about the big issue in poverty, and how people always see people that are in poverty, but they don't really like take to mind that there are hundreds of millions of people that are living in poverty around the world.
When I, like, my sister, she's like, she likes to do art, and I was like, I don't like it. But having the teaching artist here, she showed that art isn't just drawing. You can, like, take different pictures and put them on something and make it your own, even using other people's pictures and putting them together.
Well, I figured out that I'm actually really creative, that I was never into art, but, like, after Miss Amy and Miss Laura came to our school, and I started like liking art, and sometimes I would hate to have class without art. It improved my grade a lot. It helped me focus, and like it helped me like do extra credit and all that stuff, because if we had projects, usually I would like do it super late and the quality would lack, but like when I did art score, like the day we get the project, I'll do it right away.
I think I've learned that persistence is key, and don't stop improving until you think you've got it like just right, and always like draft it.
I think differently about class projects, because you know, when I do projects, they're not as free. They're like, you have to turn in a paper, you have to do all this and that. And I was so excited because we got to be free for like the poverty one. We got to just like, I love projects, but I don't like how they're limited. But I like how the art corps, you know, the projects, they were like not limited. You could do anything you wanted, and it was fun.
I think I'd rather use audio than drawing, not just because I'm not the best artist, but because using audio and media, you can really get a feel of how the person you're recording is feeling and like how they react to some of the things that you say. And now that I've done that, I really think that I would totally do it again, just because it was so much fun.
I used Growth Mindset using Studio One, because it was very hard at the beginning. With audio production, it was my first time using it this year, and so I was very hesitant about using it. But then once you get into it, you're like, okay, this is easy, you can do this. You use the split tool, you drag the files in, and so I was like, okay, I got this. Once Miss Amy like taught me how to do it, I got a hold of it really good. So, but you have to sit there and listen. You can't wander off. You gotta make sure that you sit there and listen.